short set there. A lot of these artists, or the event-specific musicians, didn't have a lot of stuff for us to share here. I'm just trying to flesh it out just a little bit. We should get grants for people to publish their stuff online. What the frick is this? Get out of here. Sorry, I'm talking to the computer. Not you. You. Stick around. You're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, on the unceded territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. Earlier today, I had a lovely chat. There was a fellow on the bus on the way here. He was getting all grumbly. He's eyeballing the traffic. I mean, we're all groaning about traffic. For those who take the R5 up to SFU, you already know from downtown, everything up to Nanaimo sucks. Once you get past Nanaimo, it's fine. Easy street. But I was chatting with this one fella, just, you know, I was like, yeah, I know, man. It's gonna get better once we pass Nanaimo. It's all right. Just hang in there. He's like, oh, I'm late. I know. It's always better after Nanaimo Street. What is with that street? It always sucks. I don't know. It's probably because it's like super residential almost right away as soon as you turn off it. But whatever. I'm no city planner. I think after that, he kind of simmered down a little bit. We just, you know, chatted a little bit. He's from Toronto. He's saying their transit's amazing. And I'm sure it is. I haven't had the pleasure of being in Toronto. I haven't been there since I was a baby. I have very vague memories of some park. But I mostly grew up outside Mississauga, out in the sticks, in literally a barn. Well, what used to be a barn. So I can kind of sort of say I grew up in a barn. Shout out to Mississauga. Out there, being a thing. Waterdown. It's a town. It's a town. It certainly is. Shout out to Waterdown. We were, you know, talking about the different transit systems. Yeah, you can get to the airport in a snap from downtown. But, you know, coming from the airport, it's like $14 or something. I don't know. Is that still a thing? That seems like, you know, a bit of robbery for those are just coming in from off the plane, man. Can we just have one flat price? And as I was saying, you know, we should have, like, short trip option. Like, I was telling him, like, I mean, when I was in Warsaw over the summer, they have, like, a 20-minute or one-way trip option. It's like a 20-minute or one ride on one object, one vehicle. So you take the tram all the way. Cool. That's, like, 3 zloty, which is about $1 here. So I don't know if we have any TransLink CEOs listening. Also, hello. But I would love a short trip option instead of paying for an hour and a half. I don't need a whole hour and a half of bus. I just need 20 minutes or one ride. I just need to get to one place. How many things can you get done in an hour and a half if you're traveling to and from on a bus? I know, am I right? I see. There's probably some people out there kind of humming and and stroking their chin. He may give you some folly for that. I don't have much of a beard right now. I shaved the other day. Anywho, food for thought. I don't know. Chat with people. They're not scary. I mean, maybe they could be. I don't know. Find out. I don't know. You do you, listener. Well, you know, I think just giving people an ear sometimes. If you're on the bus, I mean, I'm just sitting there doing Duolingo, learning my French. Je m'apprends français quand j'ai du temps. But, you know, I can always lend an ear to the people. I have a little art project I've called the Vancouver Complaints Bureau. You can find it on Instagram, where I would set up a booth somewhere downtown and sit and listen to people complain about stuff. I've had people complain about paper straws being not very great. Ubers complaining on them, bad hash browns, stuff like that. So find the Vancouver Complaints Bureau on Instagram, and maybe we can chat sometime. Moving right along here to Saturday, we're gonna get into it here. Back over at 1822 Pandora, back at Green Auto, Blood Rhine, doing the thing with Wayne Grow, Chunk. And Franklin's a two-piece from the Yukon, or Yukon as they like to say it. They don't like the. It's like the in Ukraine. in the Ukraine. It's just Ukraine. It's not the Ukraine. It's Ukraine. I don't know why we say it like that, but I mean, it's a bit more specific. Not that there's really any other Ukraines going on, depending on who you talk to. Anyways, I digress. So it's going to be a heavy metal night for people. Bloodrhine, for fans of Black Wizard, you should probably have a good time there. Wangro, classic metal band. Chunk, doom, space rock. And again, Franklin, a northern, quote, badass two-piece from the Yukon Territory. Couldn't find any stuff for Franklin, so we'll have to settle for some music from Chunk, which I'm eager to hear as well. So that should be really exciting. So heavy metal fans, rejoice. Go up to the show. Yeah, Bloodrhine. Also, if you like Black Wizard, you're in luck, because there's a super group which combines Black Wizard, Bison, in 1982. They have a new record, so go pick it up. But again, you have Bloodrhine, Wangro, Chunk, and Franklin at Green Auto, Saturday, 7 p.m. $20 at the door. Back over at 648 Kingsway, you have the Grand Partisans, which is a very clever name. They're playing alongside the Brahmin Kind and Kitty Prozac. Bit of an older group. There's some records, some music here I found from 2011. We'll hear some music from them in a little bit. It's a bit more folky and pseudo and political, so probably something for us to chew on there. So we'll hear from them in a little bit here. So again, it's also the 50th anniversary of Spartacus Books. That's the reason for the season over there. That's the phrase, right? Of course. Again, that's Saturday night at 648 Kingsway for the 50th anniversary party for Spartacus Books, everyone's favorite political bookstore. Again, music from Grand Partisans, Brahmin Kind, and Kitty Prozac. What else we got? There's the Shrek Rave, if that's cool. Go down and Shrek Rave at the Pearl Saturday night. That's all I'm going to say about that. Back over at All City Athletics, which is just over on Main Street near what looks like... They never give proper street crosses. It's just over... Wow, it's like pretty much where the old Red Gate was. It's between Canby and Abbott for this show. It's the Kevin Romaine Salience Network album release party at All City Athletics. It's going to be including members from MTS Erez Quartet, and along with Only a Visitor. So it should be pretty cool. It's two sets for you to enjoy. $20 in at the door. First, the door is at 7:30. The first show is at 8 o'clock. So on deck for that one, you have, of course, Kevin himself with Jeff Gammon on bass, John Nicholson on tenor sax, and Fabian Kincaid on the trumpet. That should be an exciting jazz show for jazz heads here. Jazz, it's back, baby. It's happening. Jazzy. Yeah, Kevin Romaine doing the jazz thing at All City Athletics, Saturday night, 7:30. Be there. Back over at the Astoria on Saturday night at 8 p.m., you have Hardball doing a final release, playing alongside TJ Felix, Rad Dog, and Grawlix. So we'll hear some music from them in just a moment, I think. Maybe. I mean, Rad Dog's coming in from the Kootenays. Some Fraser Valley crust punks coming in for that show too, Saturday night, 8 p.m. for Hardball, TJ Felix and the Gobbledygooks, along with Rad Dog and Grawlix. Also, Saturday night at the Red Gate, if you want to enjoy a show and help out some stuff in Palestine, you can do both at the same time. Red Gate, Saturday night alongside Mint Records, there's your show. On deck, you have Doohickey Cubicle alongside Please Bernice, Bell Tower, and Punching Knives. There will be some workshops there as well on writing letters to your political person of choice, along with some other activities to help you get in spirit for, you know, what's going on over there in the Middle East. As you may have heard, there's been a 4-day pause. We'll see how that goes. I'm not hopeful that will remain true. That's certainly not got a reputation of doing a whole lot of sticking to what they say. Anyways, there's a lot going on there that I'll leave to the political programs here, but this first program for one, and this programmer stands for Palestine, so Free Palestine Today. Send your letters to your MPs. You can call the Prime Minister. You can just straight up call him. You can get his number and leave him a nice voicemail. And call your MPs. Give him a shout. If you live in Vancouver, we can collectively bug Ken Sim. You can call his office too and just leave him a voicemail. And yeah, about how what you think about what's going on in the Middle East and how many cities around Vancouver have put their voice towards the ceasefire request, yet Vancouver hasn't. Burnaby was one of the first municipalities to ask for a ceasefire, so shout out to Burnaby. So keeping it cool here outside of Vancouver. Anyways, we'll hear some music from Doohickey Cubicle in a little bit, so don't go anywhere. There'll be one of the four acts playing Saturday night at Red Gate, 1965 Main Street, alongside Please Bernice, Bell Tower, and Punching Knives. Also Saturday, over at Green Auto, because they have, again, room for lots of things going on there. They have Lil X and the Apocalypse, Whack, and Spider-Man. Yes, Spider-Man will be there at Green Auto. So check it out. It's going to be over, again, at 1822 Pandora Street. Should be pretty great. Oh yeah, real quick, that fellow I was talking to, Mark, if you're listening, hello, I hope you got to work on time. Hope you're doing better, and the traffic's cooperating a bit more on your way home. Back to what I was actually saying. Whack. We'll hear some music from them in a little moment here. I think, yeah, we're just going to hop into some music here. Let's start off with Whack. I'm going to take a little break there, my friend Andre. And this is their track, Sick Psycho Killer. We'll be right back.
wrecks all over the place. I hope you're having fun.
Really believe in
All right, folks. I think that's going to be about it. We're going to get out of here on some jazz from our boy, Kevin. But real quick, as he's playing us out, I'll tell you of a few more things happening. And then we'll call it a day. We'll let Parsa take over. Over at Tyrant Studios, you got Evan Empress, The Imperfect Release Party. Hip-hop, jazz, R&B. Evan Empress doing the thing. Show it up for 9. Music's at 9:30. Tickets are $20 for that. That is Saturday night at Tyrant Studios for Evan Empress. Co-op Radio, CFRO, and 100.5. Our good friends down the hill has a party at 1822 Pandora Street featuring Daggers and Jags, Ricardo, Bill Can, ooh, sick, R. Thornbush, Farnsworth, Soft Bang, and many, 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 many more. It's helping them through their fundraiser as it goes to keeping them afloat and all that jazz. There's a mystery guest as well, so we'll see how that goes. Anyways, that is a CFRO fundraiser party at Green Auto, Sunday night at 6 p.m. This has been me, Jabe Gradowski. This is some music from Kevin Romaine off the Salience Network. This is Dream Groove. You can catch them Saturday night at 7:30 at the All City Athletics on Hastings, 130 West Hastings. 7:30. Anyways, have a great night. See you out there, and stay safe, stay cool, and free Palestine.